and Claudia Tauiti is kindly with us from the Parliamentary Press Gallery in Te Whanganui Atara, Te Tuhine, Hoki Mai, Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Well, the Acting Prime Minister Winston Peters and Housing Minister Chris Bishop, as we know, they've announced granny flats can now be built in backyards. Both the Acting Prime Minister and Minister for Housing say this legislation will benefit Māori. Here's Minister Bishop.
Housing costs have a big impact on Māori, Pacifica, people with disabilities and seniors. So unlocking the space in the backyards of family members opens the door to new ways of living. We know granny flats are a great option for seniors, but they're also increasingly popular with other families, such as those who want homes where their university age children can live at home and maintain some privacy, or families who want to provide extra support for a loved one. The National New Zealand First Coalition Agreement commits the government to amending the Building Act and the Resource Consent System to make it easier, and this plan is the first step on delivering that.
The policy will go out and about for consultation amongst interested stakeholders, builders, engineers, environmentalists, hapū and iwi. Then the policy will go back into the House and go through the process before it's enacted. Here's Minister Bishop Anō.
Granny flat can't be more than one storey. There are a range of requirements around height to boundary rules to mitigate the spread of fire, for example, to other buildings. There have to be interconnected smoke alarms throughout the building, electric and gas heaters only. There are design and building requirements. So the discussion document canvasses a range of those things. That's why, partly while we've gone out for consultation, we want to make sure we get the policy right. We could have just published a proposal to legislate and send it to a select committee, but we think it's worth just going out for a couple of months to make sure we get the fine-tuning right before we put it into the House. But we've thought quite...
60 square metres. I live in something that's 70 square metres. 60 square metres is quite big, because 70 square metres is big. This week is Budget Scrutiny Week. It's something new for Parliament. It's where select committees, of which there are 12 select committees. They call in their ministers and select members can grill those ministers on the budget that affects that committee. It's usually the opposition members that grill the ministers, and government members do the pat on the minister's back. This is the Health Select Committee, and this is former Labour Health Minister Ayushu Birrell. She's getting a commitment that the government will fund those 13 cancer drugs that they national campaigned on but failed to fund in the last budget. Here's Ayushu Birrell.
Are you committed to delivering on the specific 13 medicines that you promised in your election pledge?
As we have said, we are committed to delivering the cancer treatments as we described them.
And budget scrutiny housing. This time, the government, coalition government, has reduced almost by half the number of whānau staying in hotels and motels from around 5,000 to 2,500. Now, that's really great. They've been placed in private accommodation and state housing. This is the Social Services and Community Select Committee. They're drilling down on Minister for Housing, Chris Bishop. He's had a heck of a week. Labour's Kieran McNulty could not get an assurity from Bishop, though, that he won't rule out a transfer of about 10,000 state homes into the hands of community providers. Here's Minister Bishop.
So you've ruled out mass sell-off, and you've defined that as around 10,000, but you won't rule out transfers. Will you rule out a mass transfer? You've defined mass as about 10,000. So will you rule that out?
Well, I'm not ruling out transferring kāinga ora houses, state houses, to the community housing sector. They're still public houses. They still get income-related rent subsidies. They still provide housing for people in need. But I am wholly agnostic as to who provides public housing in New Zealand. So I just want to be really clear with you. There will always be a role for state housing in New Zealand. It's a very important part of the New Zealand social safety net, social security system. It's a very important part of New Zealand history. There will always be a role for the government when it comes to providing housing for people in need. So that is not changing. My own view is that there is also equally a role for the large number of philanthropic, charitable community providers, including very often iwi, if I could be so bold as to make iwi within that bucket of community providers, who are keen and enthusiastic to provide housing and often cases extra support, very effective social support to people who need it. So I'm less worried about who actually owns the houses as I am about making sure that we get people into houses.
So previously the national government had sold off state houses, so they've completely ruled that out, but they're not ruling out transferring the management of those state houses into community groups, into the hands of community groups, including iwi and hapu. Budget scrutiny, treaty settlements at the Māori Select Committee. Here's Treaty Settlements Minister Paul Goldsmith in response to Te Pāti Māori Hanarāwhiti Maipi Clark on strategies to allow small hapu claims, including whānau and raupatu claims, of areas of significance to be factored into the process. Here's Minister Paul Goldsmith.
The basis of the treaty settlement process has been large natural groupings. Just from a pragmatic point of view, ultimately, if it divides down to a whānau level, then we would literally be here 100 years. And so it's a question of trying to find large natural groupings. And then secondly, to achieve comprehensive settlements. There have been pieces that have been put to one side in relation to particular rivers or elements of the settlement processes. And that's been negotiated its way through. We will never achieve perfection in this process. There will always be some people who don't get what they want. But if we are going to achieve something which I think is overall very beneficial and that the vast majority of any particular iwi or hapu are broadly comfortable with, then that's the basis on which we move forward. And those decisions that ultimately ministers have to make are difficult decisions.
So we know that with some whānau and hapu, that their claims have been absorbed into that large natural groupings, and that's where you get the cross claims sometimes, or just whānau opposing, coming to the select committee to oppose certain parcels of whenua because it belonged to whānau, and that large natural grouping has been unfair in its process to some of those claimants. So tonight on Parimata Pātai at 6:30, budget scrutiny of Te Arawhiti and the Minister Tama Pōtaka, and comprehensive is somewhat edited highlight of that budget scrutiny. Remember, they had already had a $2.7 million budget cut, that's Te Arawhiti. So questions to the Minister for Te Arawhiti, Tama Pōtaka, tonight on Parimata Pātai at 6:30.
Tēnā koe, Claudette, some very revealing kōrero in there. One is granny flats and just how Ngai Māori might respond. It's going to cost less. You don't have to go through the resource consent process. And interesting to hear Paul Goldsmith talking there. I mean, plenty of our people didn't want the government-led large natural groupings kaupapa, but we were forced to negotiate under that regime, just as the fiscal envelope was effectively forced upon us as well. So there's certainly room to move, but some really interesting stuff. Chris Bishop must shudder when he sees you walking up the tiles with your microphone, Claudette Hawiti.
They duck into the side room.
They duck into the side. I bet they do. Good on you, Claudette. Thanks very much. Parimata Pātai with Claudette. Very revealing about what is happening, the realities of kōrero out of Parliament. 6:30 weekdays here on Iterangi Wāte. Thanks so much. Tuhine, kia ora, Claudette.
Nā mihi.
Nā mihi.